I have to tell you about this fascinating new device called iKairos. It's a wearable or desk-mounted AI that's really capturing hearts by positioning itself as the spiritual successor to Jibo, that beloved robot companion that sadly never found its footing. It feels like a second chance at that dream of having a meaningful AI presence in our homes.
But let's get into how it actually works, because it's quite different from what we might expect. iKairos isn't an interactive robot that talks back to you. Instead, it functions as a passive, always-on camera, essentially an AI journal. It quietly observes your day, capturing short video and audio clips, identifies those key moments, and beams them to the cloud for processing.
And this is where the real magic happens. Once those clips are in the cloud, generative AI doesn't just tweak the image, it completely reimagines the moment. We're talking about transforming ordinary, everyday scenes into stylized, idealized visuals. Picture your life turning into a beautiful animated film, or your cluttered living room becoming a sun-drenched, pristine sanctuary. It's less about accuracy, and so much more about capturing the beautiful feeling of a moment.
That brings us to its primary appeal, a blend of incredible convenience and emotional resonance. For busy users, iKairos offers a hands-free shortcut to beautifully curated, shareable memories. By automating the creation of a polished highlight reel, it completely removes the manual grind of photo curation. It's designed to prioritize the emotional weight of a memory over strict visual accuracy.
But as much as the idea sounds wonderful, we have to pause for a moment. There are significant ethical and practical concerns lurking beneath the surface that really give me pause.
You're absolutely right. We need to talk about privacy. As a constant, passive observer, iKairos raises serious privacy risks for everyone within its recording range. It's not just capturing your life. It's silently documenting anyone who walks through your space, which introduces a level of surveillance that we need to take very seriously.
And it goes deeper than just privacy. There's a profound worry about authenticity. When we outsource our personal memories to an AI that actively distorts reality, we risk losing our grip on the truth. It threatens our individual control over our own narrative. Are we preserving what actually happened, or are we just keeping a version of events that an algorithm decided was prettier?
That's a critical point. This technology encourages a shift in how we live, pushing us to value a filtered, artificial highlight reel over the messy, unvarnished reality of daily life. There's a danger that we might start living for the AI's polished output, rather than engaging with the genuine, imperfect moments that make up our actual existence.
It's fascinating to look back at Jibo. iKairos definitely learns from that commercial failure by offering a simpler, lower-cost device with a very focused use case. But in doing so, it fundamentally abandons what made Jibo so beloved, that sense of genuine, interactive companionship. Jibo felt like a friend, iKairos feels like a tool.
Exactly. Jibo was valued for its personality and its presence in the room. iKairos, on the other hand, is purely a content generation tool. It treats personal life as raw material to be fed into an AI processing pipeline. It's a stark contrast between having a companion and having a camera that edits your life for you.
Ultimately, iKairos serves as a crystal clear demonstration of both the promises and the perils of the current AI boom. Its market success remains uncertain, but its existence forces us to ask a really tough societal question. As AI makes it effortless to present a flawless, idealized version of our lives, will we still value and preserve the imperfect reality we actually live?
It offers a magical shortcut to perfect memories, but the trade-off is steep. We're bargaining with privacy, authenticity, and the traditional human act of remembering. The answer to that question will shape not only the future of personal technology, but how future generations choose to remember and share their experiences. It's a decision we can't take lightly.